I know, right? This place is insane. I mean, when the boss decides to throw a shindig, they really do throw a shindig, don't they? Fuck. Oh my god, have you tried the food? I'm about to take a whole tray of those little pastry puffs to myself. They are so good. They are like orgasmic. You're right. An open bar was probably not the best idea. But if people want to get sloppy in front of their boss and co-workers, by all means. It'll provide some fodder for the office gossip, at least. They've started to get restless lately, poking around in places they shouldn't be. At least it's happening on a Saturday night. We all have a day to pull ourselves together before we have to face each other again on Monday. Oh, hey! Our unsung hero of the evening. I would have said hi, but I didn't want to interrupt whatever you were working on over there. I thought the boss was a bit of an asshole for dumping the responsibility of coordinating this all on you, but you really pulled it off. This party is amazing. Is everything okay? Hey, look. Everything is great on our end. The music is good, the food is plentiful, and the bar is providing plenty of social lubrication. Look around. People are having fun. So breathe. Do one with me. See? I know how hard you worked to make sure this was everything it was supposed to be, and you did an amazing job. You should be so proud of yourself. Yes, yes, I'm sure there are things behind the scenes that aren't perfect, but it isn't affecting what's happening out here. No one's noticing the little things. Let yourself enjoy this. Come on, you know what? You need a break. Come with me. Yes, I know, whatever you're about to do is going to have to wait. Look, I'm just going to help our event planner a drink or something, help her calm down a little. I'll be back soon, I'll talk to you later. No, we're not going to the bar. You wouldn't drink anything alcoholic anyway right now, huh? Didn't think so. You're too dedicated to this job. I want to take you somewhere quiet. Someplace where you can breathe for a bit, okay? The night is early yet, sweetheart. Keep going like this, and you're gonna have a breakdown before it's even over, okay? Not the bathroom. Not quite private enough. Back alley. No, you're right. It's probably gross and not the safest place to be for two women alone. Yes, I am determined for you to take a break. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, you will, okay? I'm definitely open to suggestions. Do you have a place in mind? Lead the way. What do we have here? Wow, an exclusive area? Decor is even swankier than here, and it is in the main place. Wow. Those curtains are an interesting design choice. They're not thick enough to block out light, but I can't make out details on the other side. That whole side of the room is glass? Looks out over the main area. That kind of reminds me of a zoo exhibit. Though I can't decide who was supposed to be on display. I guess the curtains make sense then. For when VIPs want, privacy. I'm surprised the boss isn't making use of this room. Oh, they might later? How scandalous! Don't worry, I'm not planning on starting any rumours. Though it's tempting, especially if those two in accounting don't stop sniffing around you and me. They need to learn how to mind their own damn business. Come here. I've been wanting to do that since the moment I saw you, kitten. You look so sexy in that dress. I love how low the back of it's cut. Just shy of being naughty. Gives me so much soft, bare skin to touch. I wish I had time to properly get you out of this thing. I can't have you away from the party too long. But if what you said is true, we really don't want to get caught in here. God, your perfume smells so good. Don't worry. I won't leave any marks on your neck. Or your shoulders. Wait, are you not wearing any underwear? Okay, you didn't want any panty lines. That, I suppose, with a dress like that, it's a legitimate concern, but I would be lying if I said that wasn't incredibly hot. All I'd have to do is slide my hand into that sexy slit at the side of your skin and run it up your thigh and... Baby girl, you are so wet. So naughty. Do you like the fact that I'm touching you with all those people downstairs, huh? If you listen closely, you can even hear some people laughing. That's how close they are. That moan was so hot, and I have barely even started touching you. Who knew my kitten had an exhibitionist streak, huh? Come with me. Lean against the wall. True, if anyone happens to look up, they'll see something. But all they'll see is that beautiful silhouette behind that curtain. There won't be enough detail to identify you. They won't even be able to tell the color of your dress. But that's still exciting for you, isn't it? The idea that someone might see me playing with my kitten. They'll watch and wonder who that lovely shadow belongs to and just what is being done with them. Kitten, look at me. We don't have to do this if you don't want to. We can do something else. I'll go back to the party. I promise you I will not be mad or disappointed, okay? I would never pressure you to do something that genuinely makes you uncomfortable. I only want you to enjoy yourself when we do things like this, okay? Are you sure? Good girl. Now lean back against the wall. I'm going to kneel down in front of you. That delicious little smile. I think you know where I'm going with this. But first things first. What's it look like I'm doing? I'm taking off those shoes. With what I'm planning, you're going to need a little balance, and you're not going to have it in those stilettos as much as I appreciate them. Plus, I don't need that spiky point tearing my dress after all. Let's push that skirt up, huh? Put your leg over my shoulder. Comfortable? Good. Tell me if you get too tired in this position, okay? Of course I'm starting with your thighs. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm not a savage. Plus, I love how soft your inner thighs are. I could nuzzle and lick and kiss them for hours. I know we don't have hours. I was just exaggerating to make the point that I fucking love your thighs. All right. Point taken. But I'm still not going to rush. I'm just going to lick around. God, I love how wet you are already. And the closer my tongue gets, the wetter you get. How does that feel? The tip of my tongue circling you. No, not yet, kitten. Patience. Let me lick and lap at you. Just for a bit. Let yourself enjoy it. The muscles of your ass are so tense. Are you feeling good, or is it just from balancing on one leg for me? Do you need to rest? Are you sure? Don't worry, I'm not stopping. But if you need a break or to adjust, just tell me. Is that your phone? It's okay, go ahead and answer it. It might be important. Don't bite your lip so hard. You'll hurt yourself. I always enjoy the way your whole body jumps when I flick you with my tongue. And there's nothing like the feeling of you on my tongue. Be careful. You might want to mute when you're not speaking. Or they are going to hear those precious moans. You solve the issue fairly easily. See? You've got this. Don't glare at me like that. You can't tell me that wasn't at least a little fun. Trying to stay professional with my tongue all over you. But that call probably means more people are going to be looking for you soon. Time to pick up the pace. That's it. Moan for me as I slide a finger inside you. You're practically dripping now. I'm gonna have to be careful to not make a mess on either of our dresses. Good girl. Buck those hips and ride my finger. I wonder what you look like on the other side of that curtain. Do you think it'll be the movement of the fabric that catches people's attention? Or will it be that silhouette writhing in pleasure? You do make the prettiest moans. Do you want another finger, huh? Yes. What? Yes, miss. Very good. Your muscles are squeezing around my fingers so tightly. Getting close, are we, huh? And if I rub that spot... Okay, the music's on the loud side of people. Might actually hear you. Your juice is starting to run down my hand, huh? And when I play with you and my tongue at the same time, you're so beautiful like this. Your whole body shaking, coming apart from my fingers and tongue. How many people do you think are watching you right now? Do you think they'll know what they're seeing when they watch you come? Do you like the idea of that? What if I pulled aside the curtain, really put you on display for everyone down there? Imagine it, kitten. Imagine all those people looking up and watching you come all over my face and fingers. Good girl. Now come for me. I've got you. Deep breaths. I've got you, okay? Just let me clean you up a little with my tongue, huh? There. All better. My face? That's alright. I have some tissues in my purse and I can redo my makeup in the bathroom. But look at all this cum on my fingers. We can't let that go to waste. Lick it off, huh? Good girl, you are so fucking sexy. Hold on to me for balance. I don't want you to fall over as I slide your leg off my shoulder. There. How are you feeling? Steady enough to move that chair? Don't worry. I've got my arms around you, okay? Now let's get these shoes back on. No, of course I don't mind spending all this time on my knees in front of you. I like taking care of my kitten. She's earned a little pampering. How are you feeling? A little more relaxed now? Good. Come here. God, I wish we could lay down on one of these couches and cuddle for a bit. But you probably have a whole list of things to do right now. I'll head down first and send you a text when the coast is clear, okay? Give you a few minutes to collect yourself. You're very welcome, kitten. If the stress starts getting to you again, I am more than happy to pull you away for another break. Good girl. I'll see you soon.